And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday, the 28th of February, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who said, "Even on the most exalted throne in the world, we are only sitting on our own rear end." Michel de Montaigne, born near Bordeaux, 1533, a learned man who retired from public life on his 38th birthday to begin a life of study, mainly to examine his own life in a series of essays. His best friend had died, and Montaigne missed their conversations, so his essays were a kind of conversation between himself and his friend. He wrote, "Don't discuss yourself, for you are bound to lose. If you belittle yourself, you are believed. If you praise yourself, you are disbelieved. Not being able to govern events, I govern myself. The greatest thing in the world is to know how to belong to oneself. I care not so much what I am to others as what I am to myself." It's the birthday of Colum McCann, Dublin, 1965, son of an editor at the Irish Press, middle-class boy, happy childhood, went to work at the Irish Press, and then at 19, after a summer in New York City, he fell in love with America and returned 2 years later. Went up to Cape Cod, bought a typewriter, spent a summer trying to write profound things, biked across the country for a year and a half, 12,000 miles through 40 states, went to college in Texas, met Alison Hawke, who became his wife, and in 2009, his sixth novel, Let the Great World Spin, was a great success, set in the 70s, weaving together the stories of a dozen New York characters, including prostitutes, a young radical Irish monk, a Park Avenue mother in mourning for her son killed in Vietnam, won the National Book Award for fiction that year. Colum McCann, who said, "I believe in the democracy of storytelling. I love the fact that our stories can cross all sorts of borders and boundaries. I don't know of a greater privilege than being allowed to tell a story or to listen to a story. They're the only thing we have that can trump life itself." Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, "Sun Gazers." My stepdaughter is 3, and we have some games we play when she gets back from daycare and I've finished my work for the day. In one game, while I try to find her, she climbs on a chair and closes her eyes, because with her eyes shut, she thinks I can't see her, but must prowl around calling her name, which I do, to amuse her. Then, tiptoeing back, I give her a slight poke, which pleases her as proof of my cleverness, that I've found her secret place in all that dark. The mind, too, I think, has many eyes, which we open one by one, as if the world's too bright, as waking at night and turning on the lamp, I keep an eye squinched shut and feel unprepared to face the glare. My stepdaughter, with eyes shut, feels safe as I circle her dark hiding place. To look around her means perceiving danger, yet soon she will come to look into the light. Death, too, is a kind of light, a larger sun we spend our lives learning to look into, as if by seeing we might defeat our end, like those Indian holy men who live by staring at the sun, trying to discover what lies past common sight, and so die blind. Sun Gazers, a poem by Stephen Dobbins from Cemetery Nights, published by Penguin Books, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, sponsored by Constant Contact, celebrating the launch of Social Campaigns, a brand new social media marketing tool. Learn more at constantcontact.com. Written by Holly Vanderhaar. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.